Stop 7. Meadow.
Meadows like the one before you are open and sunny habitats with grasses, herbs, and small shrubs, but without many large trees. To maintain meadows in New England, there must be some form of disturbance that prevents trees from taking over and shading out the meadow plants. The disturbance can be fire clearing a forest and letting the sunlight in, or farming through plowing or pasturing farm animals. The family that once owned the habitat property used this meadow as a vegetable garden and orchard. There are still several old and gnarled apple trees along the path. There is a bench on the right where you can sit, relax, and listen. Habitat has a small herd of goats that are sometimes in this meadow. They are surrounded by an electrified fence for their protection from predators such as coyotes and dogs. You might hear them vocalizing or chewing as they eat the meadow vegetation. You might also smell them. There is a goat hut in the meadow where the goats can find shade during the day and shelter at night. In the meadow are several bird boxes on wooden posts. These are used by bluebirds, tree swallows, house wrens, and house sparrows as nest boxes from mid-spring to early summer to lay their eggs and rear their young. Here are the songs of each species.
Eastern bluebird. Tree swallow. House wren. House sparrow.
To get to stop 8, proceed 411 feet. Follow the trail through the meadow and into a small forest. Again, can you sense a temperature change? Along the way to stop 8, there is one more type of tree to explore. These are striped maples, sometimes called moosewood. They have very large leaves and striped trunks, especially the younger trees. Striped maple is an understory tree because it does well in the shade of larger trees. They typically are found at higher elevation than habitat, for example, in the Berkshire Mountains of Massachusetts. The family that lived at habitat planted some striped maples here many years ago, and they have done just fine. The marker for stop 8 is located at the greenhouse.